Hello, Don. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well, Yael. How are you?
Why are you talking fast like that? Are you okay?
What do you mean? Is there something wrong with the tempo of my speech?
No, I guess not. It's just that, well, now you're talking slower. Are you up to something?
Indeed I am. I was conducting a little experiment with you, Yael. You see, research has shown that people change the speed at which they speak to more closely match speech they have just heard. They don't imitate each other exactly, but they get sort of pulled in one direction or another, depending on whether a person speaks slowly or quickly. So I was deliberately not matching your tempo in order to find out if you would unconsciously adapt your speaking tempo to mine, and it seems to have worked.
Don't musicians do that? Aren't they trained to match tempos of others?
Yes, they are. And scientists say that while it makes sense that musicians adapt their tempos, being that they are trained to do so, it's not clear why speakers do it. After all, we don't have to speak at the same tempo in order to understand each other. What's more is that when asked to repeat a sentence they heard from a recording, the subjects in this research inserted pauses in the same places where the recording they heard inserted pauses. They did this without being directed to mimic tempo or pauses. In order to better understand these findings and to test them out in real interactions, scientists intend to study unscripted, casual conversation.
This moment of science came from Indiana University.
With underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross.
With help from David Pisoni in psychology. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.